Connie
really
and Mikhail, Bette County High School.
Thanks for being on. We're going to go ahead and get started. I've got about 3:40. Thanks again, and welcome back to the new school year, you guys. If you don't have an agenda in front of you, we'll kind of talk through it. But we're going to begin with Larry, who's going to talk about our new gifted facilitator. Larry?
Susan Fear, some of you may remember her, is returning to interlocal employment for the second semester. Susan is a gifted teacher and previously worked for the interlocal as a gifted teacher for 25 years. She retired in 2006. Coming back to replace Lynn for the second semester. We also are in the process of doing some interviews for transfers within the interlocal. We've had four retirements so far: Carol Slack at Lakeside, Sandy Morrison in Frontenac, Pam Shepherd in Riverton, and Bill Mills at the Learning Center in Girard. We've had a few applications for internal transfers, and we'll be processing them. And then there'll be some new openings listed. The last item I want to talk about is just kind of a reminder, especially for maybe people that are new to high school positions. The summary of performance, or the SOP, is required for all students who are going to graduate or leave because of aging out at age 21. The form for that is in the WebKids form section. It's listed as form number 502. Needs to be completed and given to the student before or by the time they leave. You don't have to wait until that time, though. You can go ahead and do that anytime this senior year and get that to them. Any questions about any of those? Good.
And the information we're sharing today will also be put in print form, and we'll snap that to our website also, so in case you are feverishly taking notes, you can reassure that we'll have this out there for you so you can share it with folks who might not be able to attend on the phone conference today. Let's see, where we are at Greg talking about IEPs at a glance.
Good afternoon. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about IEPs at a glance. This is an issue that came up in our last Communication Council's meeting. And just some clarification, first of all, is the regulation, there was a question about is the IEP glance form, is it a required or mandated form? And basically the answer to that is the federal definition indicates that we have to provide information to regular education and other providers regarding the responsibilities they have on the IEP. So to do that, you could give the a regular education teacher or others wanting to know a copy of the child's IEP or a staff-created IEP at a glance form, or you could use the copy of the WebKids IEP at a glance form. And we're also, which I'll talk about in a minute, coming out with a confidentiality letter that could accompany whichever selection you chose. The advantage of using the IEP at a glance form is that you would have some kind of hard copy or electronic copy that you completed and filled out the IEP at a glance. The other issue with the IEP at a glance was, could we make that more user-friendly or just easier to navigate through? And we've been playing with that. If you've looked at the form at all, you may see that there's been some modifications and changes to that. But really what we're finding out as we mess with it is that if we have information that goes to the IEP and then inputs directly into the IEP at a glance, what we discovered, and it's kind of concerning, is that any changes you make in the IEP at a glance also changes your IEP. So we're working on those details, and we're going to try to make that form more user-friendly, but we're working with the programmers to see how to best...
No, you're still there.
Everybody okay?
Yeah.
So we're working on that form and trying to make it more user-friendly, but just bear with us while we work through some of those technical issues. One of the other things that came up was we heard from several different people that they were concerned about the confidentiality. When we give those IEP at a glances or when we give a copy of the IEP, do regular education staff and others understand that that information is confidential? So we've drafted a letter that will be on WebKids and accessible, that when you print out an IEP at a glance or that when you want that letter, you'll actually be able to print out a confidentiality letter to accompany the information you give to those regular educators. I'm hoping to have this stuff kind of rolled out in the next week or so, and definitely we'll be discussing it further in Communication Council.
Any questions for Greg regarding that? Thoughts or feedback?
Confidentiality letter would be nice.
Good. We hope it's something that'll be useful and easy.
And I'm asking Greg to, as part of our conversation, I'm not seeing the confidential letter being something that has to be processed and signed and so forth. It's just provided to the staff member. Is that right?
That's right. It'll basically just be addressed to, I've got it set up now where it goes to regular ed teachers and then talks about the IEP at a glance, confidentiality, and what how they need to treat that information to make sure that it remains confidential.
In your experiences in the field, do you have what's some of the practices as far as sharing or retrieving back the IEP at a glance, the IEP? How do some of you process through that?
The teachers give mine back to me at the end of the year, Carol Slack.
Okay, thanks, Carol.
And, Carol, I actually borrowed parts of this letter from Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois, but I've actually even embedded in this letter that that when they're done with the information, they can give it back to the special education teacher or destroy it. So
right.
Well, hopefully that'll be something that everybody thinks is a good way to phrase that.
And I have a red confidential stamp that I stamp all over it, and I hand it to them.
Good. Okay. Anyone else with comments or thoughts on that?
At LeBec County, we do that kind of similar, too. At the beginning of the year, our team gets our IEP at a glance is ready, and each of our teachers have a notebook. And we just put all of our IEP at a glances in their notebook of the students that they'll need it for, and then they return the notebooks to us at the end of the year. And as we update IEP at a glances when we do new IEPs, I stamp a confidential cover over mine and put it in the teacher's boxes, and then they put them back into their folders. But they do return them to us at the end of the school year.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Any other thoughts or questions before we move on to our next topic? Something that didn't get on the agenda, but we're going to share now. Judy's here with us, and I think she has some business items beyond special ed.
I'm going to have Kathy put this on the website. Hopefully this will help answer a lot of questions. There's some new information that's on your W-2 this year. It's going to have the symbol DD by it, and that is the insurance that you paid, the interlocal paid, for health and board pay and vision and dental. This is new this year. The reason why this is put on is because some people tried to claim this information on their taxes, and you can't because it is taken out before taxes. So it's not additional dollars or anything to your income. It's just something for the IRS. If somebody tries to add that, you know, to the when they're itemized deductions. If you see an E, which that's kind of from last, it's same thing from last year. It means a 403 or TSA, and BB means you had a Roth. But I just kind of wanted to make everybody aware of that, and I'll have Kathy flag that on the website. So everybody will realize what that is. But if everybody could kind of spread the word on that, that'll prevent a lot of phone calls and questions. It's just information only on that W-2. Any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Judy. Kathy didn't have any agenda items, but she is here. Does anyone have any questions for Kathy today that you need answered?
Kathy?
Yes.
This is Carol Slack. I talked with Larry Davenport and set up my retirement stuff with him. What's my next step?
I will be sending a packet to you. I usually wait till after the first of the year. And I'll send you a letter kind of giving you an idea when we need to meet before the end of the year, and we'll send that information in to CAPRS.
All righty. Thank you.
Other questions of Kathy? Okay, if not, I'll wrap up, and then we can just leave it for any open discussion of any questions of any kind that we can research for you. It's regarding the June 1st count, and I'll be sending out a memo via email to everyone in the next couple of days. What we know is that we're trying to make the process of whether it be file review or sending in files or new forms, all of those things, Larry, our point people on that, and as they flow in from different directions, good ideas, concepts, and forms, if they are running through Amy and Glenda, before they act upon it, we meet with them frequently now, and we talk about the pros, the cons, the shoulds, the shouldn'ts, and doing some research on that too. And you've heard that now with IEP at a glance, and some of the other forms you'll notice have been cleaned up as far as on WebKids. But one in particular is when we have the count dates. And so we're going to go ahead and establish a count date submission. We're going to get that out there now so people can start planning on that and you're not seeing it within a few weeks of when it's due. We're looking at May 1st is when we'd like to see all of the submissions in by May 1st. We do know there's a few of those situations that run past, especially when you're having preschool screenings and possible enrollment, or you have other activities that can go on. We understand that. Go ahead and do those in a timely way and get that information right into Amy and Glenda as far as the submission of files. But we're going to shoot for May 1st as the date to do that. One of the pieces that's most pressing during that time period is that schools are wrapping up within 2.5 weeks of that date or so. And so people are gone for the summer. So we're hoping that will still be a reasonable time with some understanding there are some nuances about certain IEPs. But on the other hand, we'd like to try to make that May 1st a date to shoot for. And I have all this outlined in a short memo, and I'll get that out to all staff. So no worries of who may or may not, be listening today or take an opportunity to listen to the conference today. Any questions? Okay, wonderful. Any questions of any kind from anyone that we haven't covered today and we can go research for you? Okay. Well, we appreciate everyone who had an opportunity to get online today. We believe we've got this session recorded, and it is in addition to recording, we'll send hard copies to the website where it says phone conference. So if you have colleagues who said, oh gosh, I wasn't able to, just send them to the website and they can get both the recording and or hard copies. So. Anything else?
Larry and I appreciate this is our first conference.
Oh, good. Well, did it? Were you able to hear okay?
Yeah.
Good. we're hoping, I know it's a simple thing, but we're really hoping this is just another way of getting timely communication out there and or getting feedback, too.
Thank you.
You guys are welcome. Thanks for checking in, and we'll get it to the website soon.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.